Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Anxiety Workbook, a 7-week plan to overcome anxiety, stop worrying, and end panic by Arlen Kuncick, is a self-help workbook focused on practical anxiety management. Positioned in the cognitive behavioral therapy tradition, it is designed for readers dealing with chronic worry, panic symptoms, daily stress, or patterns of avoidance that interfere with ordinary life. Rather than offering a broad theoretical survey of anxiety disorders, the book organizes its guidance into a structured 7-week sequence, with each chapter building on the previous one through exercises, reflection prompts, and behavior-focused practice. Its purpose is not to replace clinical treatment for severe or complex conditions, but to give readers a clear framework for recognizing anxiety patterns, challenging unhelpful thoughts, setting goals, and experimenting with new responses. The workbook format is central to its identity. Readers are expected to participate actively, record observations, and apply techniques in real situations. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 7-week structure that reduces overwhelm through staged practice. One of the book's defining features is its 7-week organization, which turns anxiety management into a paced sequence rather than a collection of disconnected tips. This matters because anxiety often creates cognitive overload. Readers may know they need help but feel unable to decide where to begin. By assigning each week a focused area of work, the workbook limits the number of skills the reader must absorb at one time. The structure also supports repetition, which is important in anxiety treatment because new responses rarely become automatic after a single insight. The cumulative design encourages readers to move from understanding anxiety toward active practice, then toward maintaining progress. This format is particularly useful for people who become discouraged by dense clinical manuals or open-ended self-help books. The weekly approach also creates a mild accountability system. Readers can track what they have attempted, notice what reduced distress, and return to earlier exercises when patterns recur. Its strength lies in making anxiety work feel concrete and scheduled. The limitation is that some readers may need to slow the pace or repeat sections, especially if panic, avoidance, or persistent worry has been present for a long time. Secondly, CBT-based tools for identifying and changing unhelpful thought patterns. The workbook draws heavily on cognitive behavioral therapy, especially the idea that anxiety is maintained by the interaction between thoughts, physical sensations, emotions, and behavior. Its exercises guide readers to notice anxious interpretations rather than treating them as facts. This is a central CBT move. The goal is not to force positive thinking, but to examine whether a fear-based prediction is accurate, useful, or exaggerated. By writing down recurring worries and testing alternative explanations, readers can begin to weaken the automatic authority of anxious thoughts. The book's emphasis on changing unhelpful thoughts is practical because anxiety often thrives on rapid assumptions, such as overestimating danger or underestimating one's ability to cope. The workbook format makes this process more concrete than a purely explanatory text. Recording thoughts, identifying patterns, and replacing rigid interpretations with more balanced ones help readers develop a repeatable method. This approach is most effective when paired with behavior change, because cognitive shifts become stronger when real experience confirms them. The book, therefore, treats thought work as one part of a larger anxiety management system, not as a standalone cure. Thirdly, goal setting and self-assessment as foundations for personalized anxiety work. The book places importance on understanding the reader's own anxiety before trying to reduce it. This includes identifying symptoms, specific fears, triggers, and the areas of life most affected by worry or panic. Such self-assessment is more than introductory reflection. It helps distinguish general distress from actionable patterns. For example, a person who mainly avoids social situations will need different practice than someone whose anxiety centers on bodily sensations or persistent future-oriented worry. The workbook's goal-setting component gives this assessment a practical direction. Clear goals make improvement measurable and prevent the reader from defining progress only as the complete absence of anxiety, which is usually unrealistic in the short term. Instead, progress can mean entering a previously avoided situation, responding differently to panic sensations, or reducing time spent in repetitive worry. This personalized approach is valuable because anxiety can appear similar on the surface while being maintained by different habits underneath. By asking readers to define what anxiety costs them and what they want to regain, the book connects emotional work to daily functioning. This makes the program less abstract and helps readers evaluate whether their practice is changing behavior, not merely increasing insight. Fourthly, behavioral practice for reducing avoidance and weakening anxiety's control. A major practical implication of the workbook is that anxiety is not addressed only through reflection. It must also be addressed through new behavior. Avoidance is one of the most common ways anxiety maintains itself. It provides short-term relief, but it also teaches the brain that the avoided situation is dangerous and that the person cannot cope. The workbook's emphasis on practicing new behaviors is therefore consistent with evidence-based anxiety treatment. Readers are encouraged to experiment with actions that reduce anxiety's power over decisions, whether that means facing a feared task gradually, changing a safety habit, or responding differently when panic symptoms arise. The value of behavioral practice is that it creates corrective evidence. A reader can learn not just intellectually but experientially, that discomfort can rise and fall, that feared outcomes may not occur, and that functioning is possible even while anxious. This is especially important for panic and chronic worry, both of which can shrink life through repeated protective behaviors. The workbook's step-by-step style makes behavioral change more approachable by dividing practice into manageable tasks. Its balance message is that confidence is built through repeated action, not by waiting until anxiety disappears. Lastly, mindfulness and panic management skills for responding to physical anxiety. The workbook includes mindfulness and related coping skills as part of its approach to worry and panic. This is significant because anxiety is not only a thinking problem, it is also experienced through the body. Racing heart, breath changes, tension, dizziness, and stomach discomfort can become frightening in themselves, especially for readers prone to panic attacks. Skills that teach observation, grounding, and present-focused awareness help interrupt the secondary fear that often develops around physical sensations. Mindfulness in this context is not presented as a vague wellness ideal, but as a way to notice anxiety without immediately escalating, avoiding, or trying to suppress it. The practical benefit is that readers can learn to create space between sensation and reaction. Panic often intensifies when bodily symptoms are interpreted as signs of catastrophe. A mindful response can reduce the urgency to escape or monitor every sensation, combined with CBT tools. This gives readers both cognitive and somatic strategies. They can question fearful interpretations while also practicing steadier attention to the present moment. The book's treatment of these skills fits its broader purpose, which is to make anxiety more understandable, less mysterious, and less dominant in daily choices. In conclusion, the Anxiety Workbook is best suited for readers who want a structured, participatory guide rather than a purely explanatory book about anxiety. It may be useful for people experiencing chronic worry, stress-related avoidance, panic symptoms, or a general sense that anxiety is limiting their choices. Readers who benefit from worksheets, written reflection, and weekly plans are likely to find its format especially accessible. Its practical benefit lies in translating familiar CBT principles into exercises that can be repeated and adapted, identifying anxious thoughts, setting goals, practicing new behaviors, and responding more effectively to physical anxiety. Intellectually, the book helps readers understand anxiety as a pattern maintained by interpretation, avoidance, and habit, not as a personal defect. Compared with many anxiety books, it stands out for its concise 7-week structure and its emphasis on doing the work in small, manageable stages. It is not positioned as an exhaustive clinical reference, and readers with severe symptoms, trauma histories, or complex mental health needs may require professional support alongside it. Its strength is focus. It offers a clear path for people who are overwhelmed by too much information and need a practical starting point for changing anxiety-related patterns. If you would like to support Arlen Kuncic, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.